Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Awake my soul and sing. With God's praise I will wake the dawn. O sister dawn, how light your touch, how bright your face upon the earth. Awakened are we all to life, as you call us from sleep's small death. You, sister, graced that Easter morn, when life entombed was lost from sight. You roused the women with their spice, and guided them to greet the light. Your dawning opens wide our eyes, our talents are awakened too, our hands so grasping rest has freed, to welcome gifts we never knew. Aroused, awakened, and aware, hands turn to labor, hearts to pray. What yesterday was only glimpsed stands now as fresh and clear as day. With dawn and all the gifts of day, we praise you, Abba, breath and word. A world so prodigal and free reveals your loving hand, O God. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake. Lyre and harp I mean to wake the dawn. Rescue me, O God, with compassion. I have nowhere else to hide. Shadow me with your wings until all danger has passed me by. I call to you, O Most High, for you are always my helper. Send your aid from heaven to free me. Leave my oppressors ashamed at what they have done. Extend to me, O my God, your love that never fails, for I find myself among lions who crave for human flesh, their teeth like spears and arrows, their tongues as sharp as swords. O God, arise above the heavens, spread your glory across the earth. They rigged a net for me, a trap to bring me down. They dug a pit to catch me, but fell in it themselves. My heart is ready, O God. My decision has been made. I will sing your praise. Awake, my soul. Awake, lyre and harp. I will awake the dawn. I will thank you, Adonai, among the peoples. Among the nations I will sing your praise, for your love reaches higher than heavens, and your unfailing love beyond the skies. O God, arise above the heavens, spread your glory over all the earth. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. My heart is ready, Adonai, to sing your praise. Awake, my soul, awake, lyre and harp, I mean to wake the dawn. A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says Adonai Elohim, because you are haughty of heart, you say, a god am I. I occupy a godly throne in the heart of the sea. And yet, you are a man and not a god, however you may think yourself like a god. Oh yes, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that is beyond you. By your wisdom and your intelligence, you have made riches for yourself. You have put gold and silver into your treasuries. By your great wisdom applied to your trading, you have heaped up your riches. Your heart has grown haughty from your riches. Therefore, thus says Adonai Elohim, because you have thought yourself to have the mind of a god, therefore I will bring against you foreigners, the most barbarous of nations. They shall draw their swords against your beauteous wisdom. They shall run them through your splendid apparel. No, you are a man, not a god. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. God has chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Those who oppress the poor insult their Maker. Those who are kind to the needy honor God. Amen, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us. Let freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Amen, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not lead us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Show us your mercy, Adonai, and grant us your salvation. Clothe your ministers with justice. Let your people sing for joy. Keep this and all nations under your care. Guide all peoples in justice and truth. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving help among all the nations. Let not the needy be forgotten, nor the hope of any be denied. Create in us clean hearts, O God, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. God of life and light, with a mother's love you have watched over us in the night and brought us through the darkness of night into morning's light. As we enjoy the bounty of August in fields, gardens, vineyards, and orchards, free us to share these riches with the poor and so follow your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave all that he had that others may have life to the full. Amen. May the God of love fill us with all joy and peace, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may share all we have with those who are in need. Amen. Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.